Fred Film Radio, Karlovy Vary International Film Festival, Czech Republic.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 2019 Karlovy Vary International Film Festival, and I'm very pleased to be joined by filmmaker Antonio Lukic. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks for correct pronunciation of my name.
Well, you're very welcome. I appreciate that you that you're complimenting me on that. But I compliment you on the film that you're presenting here, My Thoughts Are Silent. I would be very happy and grateful if you could just maybe say a few words to introduce it so that we can start talking in depth about it.
Can I speak Ukrainian or prefer English? I'm just kidding.
Man, you can speak Ukrainian, but I don't know.
It's a film about sound man, you know, sound engineer, sound recorder. The guy, he's very tall, and he has a very unusual order to record the sounds of animals from Transcarpathia. It's a very untypical region of Ukraine, and he went to this travel, to this journey with his mom. So it's a comedy part of the film between him and animals, and a drama part between him and his mother. So film separates into these two parts. Mm.
There's a lot in this film. Hopefully I'll be able to kind of help you give a broader idea of the movie itself, because I feel like there's so much in it. But why don't I just start off with the structure of the film? A lot of it takes place on the road, and I wondered whether that is a structure for a story that helps you communicate all of these ideas that you have in your mind.
Start liking it when I start work on it, because previously road movies looks very very same, you know. Two road movies can be very similar, because in a good road movie, when someone went to the road, he have some aim, some goal. But when he come to this goal, he understands that the goal was the road. The road is the aim of the road. And yes, I definitely like road movies. One of the main references for our film was Broken Flowers by Jim Jarmusch. It's also partly road movie about the searching of the sense of life, probably. So it was one of the main. It's a twin movie for ours, I think, concerning rhythm and situations, very strange and sometimes even funny.
It's not about the destination, it's about the journey, right? That's the statement.
Very good, yes.
Yeah. What about the sound recording aspect of it? Where does that come from?
You know, sound recording is very strange job, and when I come to my native town, it's a small town, Uzhgorod, I have a lot of troubles while trying to explain to someone what am I doing. And sound recording, it's not meaning sound recording, mean any strange job that hardly been understand by natives, you know. So it's also a good reason to observe the world with the ears, without just simple looking, but also hearing something. Because our guy, our main hero, he listens to everyone except probably the things that are matter in his life. He listens to the animals, to the grand, to the old man's and music and so on, but he couldn't hear what his mom wanted to say to him.
Right.
And she tries to say something important to him. It's about valuing, you know, the priorities of life.
Is he like a representation of yourself in a way?
Partly, yes, partly, yes, of course.
And what is an example of something that you've experienced like it? I mean, if I may say, I kind of see myself in him in the way in which he has such trouble telling people what it is that he does, for example.
For example, yeah. Some parts of the film are very biographical. They were in took place in real life, like the part with the police, with the border guards. It's almost documentary style, but it's probably the most absurdic scene in the movie. Mm-hmm. A lot of this, the region, the job. It was my friend who was freelancer, and he did receive that that order to record animals, so it's based on a true story.
Right.
Yes, that guy is with us here in Karlovy Vary, so he will be in the hall.
All right. What about this? The way in which you use humor in this film, I feel like this film this type of film usually is very serious and sometimes even dull, but the fact that you do make use of sometimes a dark sense of humor helps you communicate the messages in a very fresh way.
I feel comfortable when I create some kind of, you know, cringe situations.
Yeah.
My approach to humor is to make uncomfortable to an actors and just observe how they will feel, how they will live in this kind of circumstances.
What do you mean by that? Do you actually try to make the actor to challenge the actor in that way, or do you mean the character?
I mean the actor, yeah.
Really?
Because we have had a lot of improvisations while shooting. I just give them circumstances, what they must do, so
yeah.
I have a lot of different approaches there in the movie.
Uh-huh. It seems like it's very spontaneous, so you're welcome to things that just happen on the set then.
It was difficult to edit all this stuff because we have a first cut version. It was 3 hours and a half. It's almost because of the improvisations. They were kind of long.
But I mean, there must be a reason why you do this. An artistic, perhaps, reason, if that's the right word, a creative reason. Is that also a way for you to challenge yourself?
In some way, yes, probably.
Just like in the entire filmmaking process, or just parts of the process? I mean, do you work better if you challenge yourself, basically?
Yes. Yeah. It depends, but yes.
I'm also curious about whether you're trying to also make specifically comments about Ukraine.
You know, every film that were made in Ukraine makes some comments about it. So, but our film is not a political manifest. You know, it just our film have no kind of it's not news. It's not publicistic. It's a story about mother and son. So I think it can be universal.
Yeah.
Of course, with comments, Ukraine feels much in our film.
Yeah. Well, with the police part in particular, it feels like, you know, you're sort of not an attack, but a critique of the system.
No, it's a funny situation. It's not about the police. It's about a conflict between an artist and the government, an artist and the machine of country. I can't say system. Yes, between system and artist.
Do you think that being an artist is difficult nowadays?
Yes, of course. I think that. It's difficult, yeah.
Why do you think that is?
Once I read an article in newspaper, it was titled like only the kids of rich parents can be the artists because it's difficult to earn money and have families and so on and so on. Our main hero tried to live a normal life in that way that he understands it. But his mom thinks that it's not normal and want to tell him what is to live a normal life. But she didn't know what is it by herself.
Of course, it is interesting to note that, you know, he does this job, and a lot of the reason why it feels like he thinks that if he goes to Canada, his life will change, you know.
It's a story about Canada is just the place where he will be as far as he can from his mom, because he feels a lot of influence by her. You know, our generation, we were born and raised in 90s. It was difficult times in Ukraine and the post-Soviet countries. So a lot of my friends, me, were raised by mothers. So it's kind of film about a guy who were raised by his mother. And now he's an adult. And try to understand what is to live a normal life, but he don't know what is it because he was kind of traumatic in his childhood in some way.
Yeah. Just as a final note, I would like to know more about the two leading actors, you know, the mother and the son, let's say. Can you tell me their names and how you found them and how you worked with them?
The main hero, Andrei Lidagovsky, he's my friend. He's a non-professional actor. He's very tall. He's 2 meters and 7 centimeters. Yeah. And a lot of collisions, the conflicts were based on this kind of... He couldn't fit in any frame. So it was the key for us to shoot it, to put camera, how, because of his unframeness, you know. And that's why I take him, probably. He's a very strange guy. And the mother is Irma Vitovska. She's a famous Ukrainian actress, заслужена артистка України, може народна, я не знаю. And she is I just wrote the script while hearing your voice as a mom. She reminds me of my mom in some way, because she's very optimistic. And it not depends on circumstances of her life. So,
yeah.
Thanks very much for joining us. It was a great pleasure talking with you.
Thanks for English practicing. It's very important for me today while I'm presenting movie.
Yeah, right. Yeah, you're just being productive with your time, you know. It's all about that. Thanks very much once again. And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.